Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now, if you guys are just joining us, we have been talking about lots of great travel tips. Olivia and I are here today, but we have some other folks in the studio with us. You know, the show is called Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. So I'm usually here with one friend, Olivia, but today I have more friends. I have Nicole Roberts, who's our creative director here on the show, our producer here on the show, and she comes up with a lot of great topics for us to talk about throughout the year, and she really shares in that and making sure that our shows don't sound too wonk-wonk, but they're actually kind of interesting and give you some solid information that you can use as you plan your travels throughout the year. And my sister Marjorie Roberts, that you guys have heard on the show before, giving lots of great tips for traveling with kids and doing things around having, I know you did a really good show once, Marjorie, with books and things like that, mm-hmm. to take on trips and get kids really ready also too to go on trips mm-hmm. ahead of time before they go, so that they can get more out of the experience, I would think, by already knowing some things.
Yeah. And the thought was that if you're going to do something unique and interesting, mm-hmm. read some stories or visit the library and check out books that relate to that particular story. For example, if you're going to go hiking, get some books about mountain climbing or hiking or something like that, so they know about it before they actually get there.
I love that idea. Mm-hmm. And what we're going to talk about in this segment is family and multi-generational travel, which ties really closely in with what you're just talking about, Marjorie, because nowadays, really, that is pretty much what we're doing. If you're not traveling solo, you're probably going with some family member or a friend or someone that's close enough to almost be called a family member. And multi-generational travel is all about everyone kind of traveling together. So you have the family, but then you may have the parents of, you know, your parents with you or your grandparents with you. So everyone's going along. So today's travel is really all about the whole family coming along. Now, Sarah Hirsch, who is one of the O Magazine insiders with me, she has a blog called the WellTravelKids.com. And she talks a little bit about some really great tips, Olivia, for actually the planning part also, too, of planning a vacation where you're taking the whole group along.
Right, especially if you're traveling with kids, one thing to keep in mind is to see what you can do on site if there are activities for people of all ages, whether it's a pool or an arcade room or maybe just, you know, an exciting surrounding so you guys can go on walks together.
Yeah, and I love her tip also, too, for trying to do dinner all together at a reasonable hour so that the little ones don't get tired. And you still have a little bit of time maybe to do some other things as well. And even if you feel like, well, I don't know if I want to eat dinner all the time, maybe plan one or two kind of big dinners where you are all together having dinner.
And that's a great tip if people want to do their own thing during the day or go off in different groups together. You can all come back together at the end of the day and kind of share what you did.
Yeah, and I love her tip. I love Sarah's tip to ask the resort if they will facilitate fun games or team building activities as well. So that's a great way to get to know the family better. I love that idea. I'd never thought about doing that. But asking the resort, maybe they have some things that you can do as a family, as a group, and make it into something, you know, that the whole family can do and have a little bit of fun and learn something.
Mm-hmm. Make some good memories.
And Marjorie, you're good with games because I know you do a Christmas game for us every year.
And I was just thinking that you can have something called family vacation games where you plan some kind of game that relates to the trip and
the destination,
prizes, gifts, or whatever you want to do to have a family game night.
Yeah. Absolutely, absolutely. Now, Ann Bresco, who is another one of the O Magazine insiders, you know, I'm working with some great folks over there at Oprah Magazine. I'm telling you, these ladies really know a thing or two about everything, not just only travel, because she is the author at AnnBresco.com. So you can check out some of her books and things like that she's written about. But one of the things that she talks about, Nicole, is she says that, you know, you really want to make sure that you have some really great safety tips and things like that first before you consider anything else.
Yes, it's so important because I think everyone gets really excited when it comes to planning a trip. So sometimes you forget a little bit that everybody can't all do the same things, whether it's usually around age, because like little kids can't do things that the adults can do. And if you're traveling with multiple generations, sometimes like your grandparents aren't going to be able to do the things your kids can do. So exactly. You definitely have to like keep all of that in mind and make sure everyone's going to be safe doing what they're doing. And if you're doing outdoor things, like make sure you have the sunblock or the mosquito repellent, depending on where you're going, you know, and drink lots of water. You're taking hats with you. Mm-hmm. Or if you're going somewhere where there's the potential for it to get really cold. Like I know a lot of the great desert trips, for example, it's really hot during the day, but really cold at night. So you have to make sure that you're bringing things
thinking about
for both sides. Yeah.
Yeah, that's really great. But, you know, Anne also suggests too, Olivia, that you have a little bit of solo time. Just kind of gives everyone a little bit of a break. To kind of, I guess, kind of recharge, maybe?
Yeah, I know my mom, you know, going on her walks, that's very important for her. Even when we're on vacation in the morning, that's her me time. To kind of get her mind right, you know, before we start the day as a group and try to juggle everybody's needs and, you know, have fun. But it is a very demanding day. Or you could switch it around and, you know, do it at the end of the day. Have a nice little walk around the resort grounds or maybe schedule in a massage.
Oh, I love that idea. That's a great idea. Now, we talked about Amber earlier on the show, too, who is with GlobalMunchkins.com. Yeah, Amber Mamium at GlobalMunchkins.com, she gave a really good tip as well when she talks about make sure that you let the kids help with the planning. And it's like, duh, you know, that just kind of makes sense that you would do that anyway. But I think that's a really, really great tip because you want to make sure that everyone is kind of committed to the things that you're going to do on this vacation that you're going on.
And it also gives them a chance, like Marjorie suggested earlier, maybe do their own research, do some reading, and it gives them a chance to build some of those skills.
Absolutely, absolutely. But now what about food allergies? Because that can be a concern when you're traveling too with the whole family. Everyone can't eat all of the same things. And Stephanie Grani, who is with OCRealMomsBlogspot.com, she suggests also too that you really kind of check out ahead of time where the closest grocery stores are and things like that. Scout out the area ahead of time so that you can find any kind of gluten-free or dairy-free products or anything like that that you would need. Because sometimes those things can be expensive, so you want to know where you can find those. And Rachel Simmons also gives a suggestion, who's with RachelSimmonsFitness.com, where she suggests that there's a app called Find Me Gluten-Free, or GF app, that helps you find those gluten-free restaurants and places like that in the destinations where you're going. Now, Nicole, any tips? Because I know you're concerned. I am concerned, too, when I travel sometimes because I have a few little allergies.
I know. I'm like, everyone always looks at me when this topic comes up. I have so many allergies. Sadly, I love food, but unfortunately, I have two very, very big, kind of deadly allergies, really. But another tip I always suggest is sort of researching the cuisine of where you're going. And like, it counts here in the U.S., but definitely abroad, too. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of people don't always think about in the South, it's harder to find things that are gluten-free. Mm-hmm. So that's always really important to, like she was saying, you know, kind of like scout out where the grocery stores are and places that you can go to get food that you're going to want. That's why this app is amazing. But also, if you're traveling abroad, like, what do they usually have in their food? You know, like I didn't realize when I was planning to go to Mexico that a lot of the food has pine nuts in it, actually. So just knowing that and doing research so you kind of know ahead of time, maybe you can't eat all the mole you want.
Might be good to hold off on that. But definitely don't take the allergies lightly. So you definitely want to do the researching because also, too, it might be a good idea, too, if someone has really, really allergies that could really present a problem, a medical problem, that you also check out ahead of time, too, the medical facility so that you know where they are as well.
And travel with your EpiPen.
Travel with
and your inhaler.
And your inhaler. All those things. And travel with them in your carry-on bag. No packing those things.
Yes.
Now, one last tip I want to give is from Sarah Harris from MakesMeWonder.com. And she also suggests that you make the whole journey part of your vacation. So when you're traveling, especially by car, if there's some places that you can stop along the way, some sites, some attractions, check those out. And just kind of make the journey part of the trip as well, too. It doesn't have to only be the destination. So make it all work for you. These have been great tips, you guys. We've come down to the end of the show. I can't believe the end of the show is here already, just like the end of the year. So we want to wish everyone a Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
2018. 2018. It's right here. So you guys not only have a happy one, but also have a safe New Year. And we will see you in 2018 with more tips, more destinations, and all of those great things that we like to bring to you here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Bye-bye. Happy New Year. I want to get